Welcome to the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast.
I'm gonna take you fishing, honey. You're gonna love it.
Brought to you by Ring Power, MyBookie, and Marine Max on 1010XL. Here's Captain Kevin Faber and Captain Scott Shank.
Welcome to the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast. I am Captain Kevin Faber, sitting with Captain Scott Shank.
That's right.
What's up?
How are you?
I'm good.
It's been hot.
It's ridiculous.
And we just talked about this before we got on the air, but it's almost October 1st.
Yeah. It's
beating records, 94, 95 degrees.
Yeah, it's
a little beastly out there.
We talked about this at the end of August. Mm-hmm. We're like, man, we hope we don't have another September like we had last year, you know, because last year, we didn't have any northeast winds,
mm-mm,
and it was blazing hot.
Mm-hmm.
This year, we've had a lot of northeast winds, and it's still blazing hot.
It's still hot.
Yeah. So where do we go from here?
But, boy, I'll tell you, the last few mornings, though, it sure is comfortable, 64 degrees when you walk outside to get the paper or walk outside and have a cup of coffee. Boy, it's been nice.
Yeah, I know. It has been that, but then about 10 o'clock, it's already.
Where's the AC at?
Yeah.
We go inside.
Yeah. And it looks, according to the forecast, and I've looked at it, I don't know, 20 times a day, because
mm-hmm,
I am a deer hunter, mm-hmm, and I love to bow hunt this time of year. And I'm like, my God, can we get a cold front? Can we get something in here? Next week looks like just like this.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like it's going to be hot, and then there is a cold front coming the following week.
I think it's week Thursday, maybe. Yeah, week.
Yeah,
next it,
late next week, something Saturday or Sunday.
Yep.
So
anyway,
but, the whole thing about that is whenever you start your day and stuff right now, you have to, there's two different mindsets. Your first mindset is the mullet run should be in full flipping swing, man. And there's nothing to it. It is petered out to, I did not. I've had a very busy day today,
to say the least.
I've had two grandbabies all day today, along with my wife, obviously. But I really wanted to text some guys that we know and find out what's going on in Fernandina and Mayport. But it's not like they're texting me going, man, it is wide open. Obviously, I know they're catching the bull reds.
Yeah, but that takes a crab and go fishing.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
So, they're not letting me know about if they're using any mullet or.
Yeah, yeah.
Nobody's really, from what I've heard and talked to, really
what
nobody's like flounder fishing or,
what
you know, whatever.
What a disappointment.
Mm-hmm.
Well, seriously. Mm-hmm. We've had a couple epic days. But, really, honestly?
I think one hand, dude, I can count them on.
That's what I'm saying. It's
I threw the net probably 20 times yesterday for 20 finger mullet.
That's crazy this time of year. Really, honestly.
And you could see them, you could see the old, almost look like the
and
ducks.
And then they disappear.
The V coming down, they just disappear when the boat gets close.
I know.
One, because they're coming down the center of the river. I ended up corning some of mine in a creek and got them.
Yeah.
But they look so impressive coming down the river because there was no wind yesterday. It was pretty.
Right.
And it's like, ooh, take me. Let me get a throw right there. Here, you run the boat and just mm-hmm, ease me up there. Don't touch anything. Let me get a net throw. And, man, you throw the net, and it's really only 6 or 8 finger mullet. It just looks like there's 80 there.
Right.
We haven't seen that.
No, I know. No, it's been,
because everything we were catching, if you remember correctly, we were using the quarter-inch mesh net because we were gilling them, and there was enough of them all down the bank because I shared the net with you a few times and everything else. And because I always carry one in the early part of July, because that's what usually shows up, first is that. But I don't remember any of those knuckle mullet or all, I haven't seen any of that on the shoreline. Everything that was in good schools where you catch 100 of them real quick, but they were all the gilling size, little 2 inches,
And then obviously for what we saw for the mullet run, were all of the 8 to 12 inchers, what we call crab bait. That's what we saw. That's what mm-hmm, we've seen. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Those pretty little 4 to 6 inchers, that everything's eaten,
mm-hmm,
including tarpon. Tarpon, uh-huh, that is like they're everybody goes.
They were so finicky that one day there that I went because I called you on it.
Yep.
Dude, I got them all over me, but I can't catch damn things. Said, you got any 4? I said, no. I said, everything's either 2 or 3 inches or 8 to 12. I said, I don't have anything in between.
Yeah. Yeah, I strange. strange because, like I said, a ton of northeast wind, which generally speaking, when you say northeast wind, you're thinking some type of a cold front. And no, it was a northeast wind. The weather was hot. Mm-hmm. It is what it is. But I mean, besides that, we're still catching our reds. Mm-hmm. There's still some tarpon around. I mean, they're not going to
flounder.
A few flounder. Yep, I had a good day last. I guess it was last Friday. Yep. You know, got lucky. Hard northeast wind and incoming tide. But last week was a brutal week to fish. Mm-hmm. Because you had excessive winds, you had excessive tides, and you had a high tide like in the middle of the day. So when you launched, you still had a high tide, and then when you came in, you still had a high tide.
I finally saw an oyster bar yesterday. I was like so happy that I saw an oyster.
You saw an oyster bar? Really? Mm-hmm. Did you take a picture?
Mm-hmm. There was actually a bird sitting on that one.
Really?
I haven't seen an oyster bar in so long. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
it actually is getting back to normal.
Okay. All right.
But the crazy thing about that real quick, when we talked about the incoming tide, it is way cleaner. Now, get this. Out of St. Augustine, it is way cleaner on the outgoing tide than the incoming tide.
I noticed that last week. Why is that?
I have no idea. Why? It's all – I mean, I was sitting in an area that was just gorgeous clear. I was at my flounder hole, and it was gorgeous. Tide was just getting ready to start kicking it pretty good. And then you could just see the chocolate milk coming down the river, and I went, really? Are you kidding me? And – as soon as that came, it was over.
Well, I know, like last Wednesday when I launched, and there's breakers coming into the ramp.
Yeah,
and I'm like, I have doubles. I was going, oh, my God, this is going to be a long day, you know. And when I got outside the rocks there at Villano Ramp, the water was just chocolate milk, and I'm like, what am I doing, you know. Ended up having a great day.
Why does the water stay so clear, though, in Villano Ramp for the most part and Comanche Cove?
Oh, it's beautiful.
Do you notice that?
Yeah.
Comanche Cove, I could actually see the bottom of the
prop. I know.
But you go anywhere in that river right now and try to do it. I mean, honestly, the fish that I've literally waited, you know, you're standing there ready with a net because been catching a lot of catfish and stingrays, bro. I mean, that's just what it's been. But
you know, Kirk,
you don't
said,
grab a net.
Kirk said they've been horrible. In Mayport, too.
Oh,
I mean,
terrible.
I have no idea how many hard heads I caught
last
week.
And eating the hell out of a finger bullet.
Yeah, what's up with that? Dude, I caught them on a float over an oyster bar.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I don't, yeah, that's
bad. I mean, I'm like going, oh, you know, I saw the cork go down. I'm like, oh, cool.
Here we are. We're here for a while.
You know, and I'm like, yeah, you know, and I'm thinking, you know, that fish is kind of weird. Yeah. Maybe it's a drum.
Kind of going around a little bit
of
circles.
Yeah, you know, it gets up there and it's a 4 pound hard.
Oh,
I'm like,
and slimed you all the way up the
I'm
line.
Like,
it's like,
come
oh, really?
On. On a float yeah. rig on in 2 feet of water yeah. over an oyster bar?
Yeah.
There shouldn't be any catfish up there. But, oh, yeah, I took.
But I've been crowding
And don't
dude.
You love it? People swing them at you?
Well, that's what how the last time I got that.
Yeah,
deck,
I mean, they're
I
like, oh, I got a catfish.
Myself.
I'm like, no. Swing that
There's
thing
two rules on my boat. You never put a catfish in a boat, and you leave a ladyfish outside. Don't bring my ladyfish
yeah,
in
Yeah, exactly. Same
Unless
thing
I'm
going to
cut them or use them for something, don't bring
right.
them inside my boat.
Yeah, yeah. Just
because then he hits purple poopies all over my boat.
Oh, yeah. And then you got to clean all that up.
Clean it up, and it stains.
But yeah. there's, you know, it's just a different mindset for us right now. I mean, I've got trips tomorrow and Friday, and... You know, this time of year, man, I mean, I'm just jacked up because I'm going tarpon fishing. And then at the low tide, I'll fish the rocks for some reds, maybe a snook or, you know. And
they ain't here with that dirty water. I can
Yeah. You're not. It's just it's kind of different. I mean, really.
But the fish are biting. But again, they're so spread out again now. They kind of.
Right.
We were all grouped up there for a little while. Now, actually, for the most part, we're all back in the creeks now catching fish.
Yeah, that's. We're kind of in a wintertime pattern.
We are, and it's pretty daggum early. The water temperature yesterday was 81 degrees, 81.3. So it rose a little bit because I believe I talked to you earlier in the week or whatever, and it was 77.
Yep.
So it's back up to 81.3. And like I said, it up like Leon's way, which I was interested because I kind of broke out of the box yesterday and just said, I got to go figure something out.
Yeah.
And I went way up to the north and fished all that stuff up there that we like up to the north. And it was a red clear.
Right.
It wasn't chocolatey milky.
Right,
it was,
like ours.
It was clear enough that, you know, kind of disappointed. I mean, I didn't find what I wanted to, but that's all right. Caught some fish.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
the black drum bite is incredible right now.
Yeah,
by
what's
way.
Up with that?
Dude, I caught some really nice fish yesterday.
Really?
Oh, my gosh.
I love catching those things.
Oh, my gosh. And, yeah, I mean, pull and have fun. They were all 18 to 20 inches, maybe. Good fish.
Good fish.
I mean, I caught three and threw back four.
Wow. Wow. I like it. 641-1010, 641-1010, if you want to give Captain Scott and I a call here on the Moe Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast on 1010 AM. Do so. We'll be waiting on your phone call. 641-1010. We'll be right back.
This is the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast, brought to you by Ring Power, MyBookie, and MarineMax on 1010XL. I'm a
hard-working man. Welcome back to the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast, and we have Captain Leon Dana on hold, and we'll talk to Captain Leon a little about bait choices for this time of year. But hey, Leon, real quick, I'm going to do a forecast, and tonight south winds 10 to 15, 2 to 4, 9 seconds. Tomorrow, south-southeast 10 to 15, 2 to 3. That sounds like a July day, doesn't it? Thursday night, south-southwest 10 to 15. And then Friday, southeast winds 10 to 15, seas 2 to 3. So, I mean, really.
You need to clean this water up.
For Saturday, for all folks that are off, east winds 10 to 15, 2 to 3. Sunday, east, northeast winds 10 to 15, seas 3 to 5, with occasional 6.
That Saturday is a sucker forecast.
It's picking back up.
Yeah, it is. It is. And
I mean, 10 to 15 east?
Yeah, I know.
2 to 3?
Yeah.
But it's going to be right on top of one another.
It's one of those deals, Leon. If you have the boat, stick your nose out there.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't like it, go do something else. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a good safe choice. Absolutely,
breakfast and
because,
football.
Because we this here in the last couple of weeks, Leon knew that those tarpon were on that north cut somewhere,
and
you
just
and I,
drooling
it was
all the
drooling,
time.
It was killing him, and you and I are like
wave at him.
Yeah, like Leon, just be careful going over there. I'm going over there, and you see him idling back, and he gets back, and they're all soaking wet. And we're like, Leon, was there any fish over there? I don't know. I couldn't see.
Oh, you know me, man. I'm chomping at the bit, man. I'm just dying to take a peek out there. And I'm like, don't you side out here just a little bit. I get 3/4 of the way. I go, nope.
You know what? What's so funny is, you know, you know those fish are there. Mm-hmm. All right. And it could be the same way on the South Rocks for us. You know, and it's blowing northeast, let's just say 10 to 15. You know they're there. You're looking at your clients. You're going, they can handle it. They can handle it. You know, you get out there, and it's rough as a cob, man. And you're,
you and I were in it. You were in it one day, and I was in another, and there was no way in hell I was going any further than that green can. I can promise you.
You know, and now, but you've already committed.
You have.
You make your way up to the bow. Your legs are spread as far as they can because you're trying to keep.
And the next wave goes,
you know, and you look around, and they're kind of wide-eyed. You're like, oh, we're all right, guys. Let's catch them.
Right. We'll be fine.
Yeah, we'll be fine. And then, you know, 5 minutes later, you haven't had a bite, and you're like, you know,
let's move on.
Let's slide in a little bit.
They're not here, you know.
you try to pump yourself up, but you can't do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you just know me, man. I'm just so, I mean, I'm like a Tasmanian devil once I see one tarpon. And I'm just dying to get after those things so bad this time of year.
Yeah, I know.
You know, just eats me up when I just can't get to them.
Yep.
But, have you covered yet? Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I think it's a perfect way to transition to talking about just how well you do that reverse floating that you do with your boat. With that outgoing tide, and you're not getting all the way out to the end. You know what I'm saying? That was so deep to watch you that day. And you did very well with that technique.
Oh, yeah.
That was, I mean, genius. I watched you. I'm like, look what he's doing. I mean, I've never seen that before. And I watched you. And I mean, I love learning things. And you did fantastic. You, one or two, I think you put in the air that day?
Yep.
That way.
Yep. Yeah, I've been doing that. I've been doing that a long time.
Great way to space your baits out. Way to look, make them look natural.
Yep.
And it is. I mean, he taught me that trick too, and it's pretty cool.
Yeah, and you know, we talked about this, and we all did this a couple weeks ago. We were, damn, Leon, we talked the night before, and we're like, my God, the tarpon fish is on fire. And we all went out there, and it was, as a matter of fact, I'll never forget Leon. He texts me and goes, I caught a jack. And I was like, dude, you're my hero. And I hadn't caught anything. I mean, well, I hadn't had a bite. But the problem is that when the tide, I don't know why, I've seen it and learned, when that tide rips like that and you anchor up and you put a mullet out, that mullet fights that tide.
Yes. He does. He's swinging. He's doing kind of goofy stuff.
Yeah, he does not look natural at all.
Right.
He does it.
And that's where your drift came into play.
Right. Yeah. If you and it's pretty cool with these with the new motors, obviously the new trolling motors. You know, you can kind of put it down, but what you do is you let the boat drift, but you keep it in gear. I know that doesn't make any sense, but then the mullet swim. Mm-hmm. They go left outside of you, right. But that particular day, Leon, the current was ripping so hard that by the time you made one drift, you know, you're all the way out the rocks in the roughest, crappiest, you know, it just didn't work. Yeah, I mean, but that day it was it stinks when it gets like that, you know, because and there's days that it's gonna that those conditions just happen. I mean, northeast wind, a 6.0 high tide, with a northeast wind blowing in on it, and then when it starts going out, it's ripping, dude.
Well,
and the fish are there.
Oh, no, you know? They're there. But see, that's the nice thing, Leon, too. He turned me on that, too. We have rod holders up in the bow of our boats.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So if it gets bad like that, which I have done it, I mean, I might be only fishing one mullet, but
yeah, that's fine.
I put the rod out in the front and I'll use the big engine, though, and just put it in reverse.
Well, that's what I use the big engine. I was just saying that I put the trolling motor down because if I get to a point where the tarpon are just all blowing up, you know, just hit the lock mode. And so, anyway.
But that makes it nice. Yeah, we do. I mean, it's a great little trick. Congratulations on your week or your day.
Yeah.
That was an incredible day you had. But I don't care so much about that as I do wanting to know, what have you seen in finger mullet up that way?
You say Palm Valley.
Palm Valley, you know, up to, well, he was up there, James Point. I mean, he was up all
okay,
up
that's
there.
True. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Did you see very many mullet
down the schools, like, worth
no, that's
it?
A great, Kevin, Scott, that's a great question, because you know that in the past week, I made two trips in the past week from Palm Valley to St. Augustine, and then, boom, I jumped the gun, and I went north to all the way up to Mayport, and I was running from beach to Mayport. I'm definitely seeing more finger mullet from Palm Valley to St. Augustine. And the scary thing is, it's not a lot of finger mullet. It really isn't.
Right.
And I'm sad to say, I mean, those rafts of mullet that I've been dying to see, except for a couple ponds, they're not there. And then when I went north, I didn't see a single one. Single pod.
Ooh, that
nothing.
Good.
Nothing.
Really?
And I went all the way to the James Point Bridge and saw nothing.
Yeah. So they're telling me that these
are
resident
fish. I went behind the James. I went behind Blount Island and ran that entire creek all the way through Brown Creek and saw absolutely nothing.
That's so crazy.
I'm telling you, I think it's over,
boys. I do, too. I
screw it up. Because I'm telling you, by Halloween, we always quit fishing them. Done.
Well, I mean, that's 5 weeks away.
I understand that, but I'm just saying this.
But first off, I agree with you. I think it's done.
Usually by I looked at my records. Usually by right now, September the 25th, we're at the peak of the mullet run right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
Per my records.
Totally agree.
Let me say this. I do know this for a fact. Yesterday, there is a humongous pod of mullet downtown right now. And I'm going to go check them out tomorrow.
Yeah, but those are...
I don't care. They're everywhere. We got them all the way down here, too.
Yeah, those are different beasts, Leon. You know, growing up, I knew all about the mullet run, okay? I never thought about the mullet run in the St. Johns River until I met Loggeman years ago, and we've been doing the radio show for 21 years. And then, you
just
know, they started
21.
Talking about, yeah, you know, but they started talking about the mullet downtown. Mm-hmm. Those are late mullet mm-hmm. every year. Mm-hmm.
Right.
I mean, you know what I'm saying, Leon? I mean, it's like,
yeah.
And Chip, I guarantee you right now, he's throwing stuff at the phone. I know he can't talk because he's got laryngitis or whatever, but he knows that better than anybody.
Right.
I mean,
he goes
down there and fishes those mullet.
Yeah, all that downtown bridges and all that where he tarpon fishes that late.
Yeah.
Because he's doing that in November.
Yeah, that's my point. So I don't – my point, Leon, is that those mullet have always been like that. That's not indicative of – mullet still coming out of the river for the mullet run. You know what I'm saying?
The mullet run comes down the ocean is all those. If you see them turn and come in any inlet or whatever, that's the mullet run.
Right.
Other than
that,
what we're seeing right now is straight up resident fish, finger mullet wise.
Those are Palakka mullet.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. And so I'll be very honest with you, highly disappointed.
No jacks this year.
Highly disappointed
in
the mullet run this year. Yeah,
nothing.
I mean, again, people make fun of me, us, for wanting to catch jacks. But this is the time of year where it is way too much fun, man.
Dude, we used to pull out our chicken rods to catch them.
I'm not talking about, Leon, I'm not talking about going out there on a four-hour trip and catching jacks for 4 hours, okay?
No,
that's not what I'm talking about. I'm saying that at the perfect tide, which is the high incoming tide, after if you caught your reds and stuff like that, you're like, boys, you want to go have some fun? And you take those Cajun Thunders and you go downtown and have a ball. I mean,
dude,
me and Kevin used to go through a case, which is 24, in the month of September.
Yes.
I would bring Kevin floats all the time. I'd buy him by the case.
Yeah.
It's just like that video I sent you. You know, underneath the Bridge of Lions. And
that's right.
And it looks like a swell. That's what we live for day in and day out. I mean, that is just insane.
That was me and you that day.
I caught jacks two times this year, and that's it.
Right.
That day was probably the biggest finger mullet school I've ever seen.
Right.
And it stretched three spans, Leon.
Yeah, that was
at the Bridge of Lions.
You mean that was just sick.
I mean, it was crazy.
And you guys had me all fired up and
gone the next day.
Yeah, done.
Sorry, Kevin.
I couldn't even sleep that night. Y'all were sitting there. I'm like, man, we're going to have so much fun.
You should have seen them, man. Your finger mullet just literally bouncing off of those concrete pilings. I was like, well, that one's dead. And I was like, whap, he could just get eaten. It was like, And he said it the best. Look at the carnage. And that's all it was.
Yep.
Had to be 1,000 jacks in there.
Yep. Leon, so I know you caught the bull reds this week, which, you know, that's no new news to anybody. Have you done any of the backwater stuff? Because it sounds like there's some reds in the creeks. Go ahead.
I'm still fighting some really high tides that are not getting low in the valley.
Okay. Yep.
And I did a couple chargers in the valley before I said, screw this. We got to go upstairs. We got to go north. And let me tell you something. I didn't do very well. And I hit some really good spots. And I produced some very small fish, and I know the fish will be back. I'm not worried about it. I just got to get away. Got to get some lower tide.
Yeah,
it is what it is. So that's why this last couple of days I went north, and I decided to put a beat down on the big bulls. So, it's fun. You know, it's just like jackfish. Hey, you want to catch a 45-pound redfish? You know, so
yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
So, yeah. I mean, but, to sit there and do it for 4 or 5 hours is like, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I mean, exactly.
It's kind of like Loggeman trolling the beach for a mackerel.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
He's over it before it even started.
Yeah. But here's the deal. If I'm chartering somebody and I've never done it, I've never caught one of those big reds, didn't even know they got that big, it's a hell of a charter, man.
Now, Kevin,
shark fishing. Look at people that want to catch the shark.
I'm right with you. I mean, it's something we're in the business for. We love it. We don't care. Go ahead, Leon.
Give me 2 seconds. I got to give a shout out to these two ladies, Susie and Emily, that were with me yesterday. Let me tell you, and I'm going to go back to another subject, but it'll tie it all together. I so much enjoy fishing more with women than men because they do fish better. These two ladies I had in the boat yesterday, they handled all the redfish we caught yesterday. I mean, it was a perfect team in the boat. I mean, they just are phenomenal. They listen better. That's an easy way to say it. They know how to fight. They fight fish better. They don't manhandle it. They don't break things as much as men do.
Okay. Men, all right. So here's the deal. All right. You and your girlfriend book a snook charter in Fort Myers, right?
Okay.
All right. And you go down there and
let's see where this one's going.
Yeah. The guide says, "Hey, Leon. We need to do." And Leon's like, "Dude, I'm a guide. Okay, I know how to fish. I got it. He takes the girlfriend to the back of the boat and says, "Hey, look, here's what I want you to do, right?" And she starts whooping you, right?
I bet my girlfriend does whip me. I bet she does.
Absolutely. Because that's what dudes do.
Yeah.
You bring a great example. Absolutely. I agree with you. I've seen it 1,000 times. But if the shoe was on the other foot, if I was with the guide, I'd be like, "Dude, take care of her. I got this, right? Mm-hmm. I got this. I know how to throw a rod, put my bait on and stuff,
right.
You know? But you know what, Leon? There's always that little, "Oh, but you're not putting the bait on correctly. You're not throwing where I'm telling you to throw.
You're not laying your finger and just let him pull out."
Exactly.
A little bit.
Yeah. I mean,
let him struggle. Exactly. Don't just let him swim away.
Yep. So I get it, man. I'm telling you, women will outfish
the rock.
Men.
They absolutely rock.
Yep.
And kids are good too. You just gotta get them. You gotta get them just to calm down.
That's
right. I have done it more than once. Mm-hmm. No, and was recently.
Yeah, but
anyhow,
if you put a girl and a boy fishing against each other, that girl's gonna smoke them.
Oh yeah, I agree.
They listen so much better.
I agree.
Absolutely.
But the kid will too. As soon as you settle him down, because he's so excited to be out there and see nature.
Because he doesn't want to be beaten by the girl.
Well, yeah, but I mean.
All right, we got to take a break. Thanks, Leon. That was great.
I'm just saying, man.
Okay.
All right, y'all have a great evening.
Bye.
See ya.
Go kick care of Chip.
Yeah, go take care
Chippy.
Of Chip. Yeah.
You got to bring him some chicken noodle soup.
That might be the last time Leon ever gets a call from a male client anymore.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, you don't want to fish with us? Fine.
Again, Scott and Kevin.
Yeah.
OutdoorShow.com.
Oh. 641-1010. Give us a call right here on the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast. Be right back.
Way behind, and he was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man sawing on a fiddle and playing it hot.
You're listening to the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast. Brought to you by Ring Power, My Bookie, and Marine Max on 1010XL.
Welcome back to the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast. Again, I am Captain Scott Shank, always here with my good friend, Captain Kevin Favor.
It's a good thing that we don't talk politics or football. We just, let's go have fun, man. Let's go fishing.
Sorry if you can't get through. We just got a notification in our ears that the lines are a little busy
into the night
right
with
now.
Rick Blue. I get it.
Yeah.
And I love listening to Rick.
I agree. Yeah, totally.
Yeah. So, anyway, but it has been interesting, the reports, talking to Leon. Nature's cool, man. Mm-hmm. You know what? I mean, there's no consistency. I mean, you and I've done this forever.
I know.
And when I say that, with fishing and with, like I said, I love to deer hunt and turkey hunt and stuff. And just to see the difference every year of how nature reacts to certain things. And, dude, it's cool.
Well.
We're really lucky. No, and here's why. We get to spend, I mean, our jobs are to try to figure this out. That's our jobs, okay? So we get to spend 200 days on the water to watch this. And you know, I mean, most people, look, when a guy charters us and goes out and has a great day, and, you know, he's thinking, man,
This is it every day?
No, we've, you know,
you got lucky today, brother.
You spend a lot of time trying to figure that out. And that's part of our job. Honestly, the easiest part of our job is catching fish.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Figuring them out is a whole different ballgame. Yeah. Because, like I say, I know you do too. I mean, I have journals. Whether it's mentally that I've just done this so long, I know what time of year
the other thing that we're extremely lucky about is that we have an incredible fleet of charter captains in Northeast Florida. I'm talking Fernandina, St. Augustine, and Mayport. Incredible fleet. We talk, you know, and we try to figure out what these fish are doing. And most of the time we can figure it out. Yep, there's going to be those days when nobody figures it out, and it's just they just don't bite. I've never figured that out. But it happens.
It's so funny in the morning.
But to be out there to watch that every day is
we're all at the marina, and from 6:30 to 7:30, the phone just either all of us or all of our phones are going off. Okay, and it's all just everybody's getting together with a circle of knowledge, trying to figure out which way you're going to head, what you're going to do.
Who's the guinea pig?
Huh?
Who's the guinea pig today?
No.
All right, Scott.
Oh, you leave it at 7. Yeah. Your charter got here early. See you later, buddy.
Yeah.
Call you in 45 minutes. Tell me where it's at.
You got to go north or south, Scott?
It's like, dang, that's the worst. You try to just,
Yep.
And, but, you know, with that being said, it is fun. Mm-hmm. Is there a level of frustration that people think that our job, hey, you're just going fishing? Well,
we do
to a certain extent, but just like we talk about all the time, a lot of people look forward to seeing us this one time a year, okay?
Yep.
And it's not to come down and hear a whiny story about no bait, no this, no that. You still got to do something to make that day be as successful as you could possibly make it. Whether these abnormal ties that we had, and gosh, we wish the finger mullet were here. So,
let me ask you this question, because we had this question on the Dominic Outdoor Show on Saturday. Great question.
Okay.
It was a grandmother has a 14-year-old grandson.
Mm-hmm.
Eat up with fishing.
Okay.
Eat up with it. Okay. When we've seen these kids, I mean, she's like, you know, he's going to be some type of a professional fisherman.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what? And she's like, how do I steer him? Where do I sit? What is it that I do to keep feeding the fire?
Great question.
It is. It's a great question.
And you know what my response is?
Let me tell you real quick.
Go ahead.
And Kirk and I went old school. We're like get him a job as a mate.
Yep.
You know, put him on the Mayport Princess. You know, Majesty, Sea Love. Or whatever, keep fueling that fire. And obviously we were like, if he wants to run charters, it's a tough way to make a living. You know, it's not like the majority of charter captains don't make it.
Nope.
You know, they don't. It's a reality.
And it is. A lot comes in, but a lot also goes out, folks.
Right, right. So what would be your advice? Because
Exactly what you said. But I started at a really young age. Like I always said, I was 13 years old, scrubbing bait buckets for $5 a day at the Sea Love. Okay?
Right, yep. Walking up hills.
Walking up hills. But, I mean, honest to gosh, that's how I started.
I know.
And I had to take a job at nighttime to pay my car, put gas in my car, take Kathy out to a movie. But I worked all day long and never got paid. I didn't get paid for years. But I spent the day on sport fishermen's. I said, hey, you know, I'm just really here to learn. I don't really want to reel in fish. Even to this day, I don't want to catch it. I mean, I'm there to either rig baits or learn.
You're a guide.
And a lot of people nowadays that try to get into this industry, they figure their first thing is, let's get a captain's license. Mm-hmm. Well, that's not true. Mm-hmm. Old school, mm-hmm. when we walked up to a boat, whether it was an offshore trolling boat or Captain Vic Tyson, who, you know, these long guys, mm-hmm. you respected the word captain.
Right.
Everybody throws that word out there nowadays just because you own a daggum boat, you're a captain. No, you're right. not. Okay? You haven't. There's a lot of young kids out there that want to do it, and God bless you. I want you to do it. But first, learn the game.
Mm-hmm.
First, have some experience. One, it could be anything. I mean, I've sunk. I've caught fire. I've been hit by lightning. I've watched people die on my boat.
Right.
You know, I mean, don't put the cart before the horse.
Mm-hmm.
Lay back. Don't know it all yet because you don't. Okay? Work your way up to that situation. Spend some time learning with the best. And there's a lot of guys, I mean, a lot of owners of boats that my gratitude towards them is great because I was able to go to the Bahamas for free and stuff.
Right.
I was just a second mate on a boat.
I just
cut bait or rigged ballyhoos or washed the boat and
yep.
took care of the owners, bring a beer up to his thing. I didn't get paid for it, but I got a free trip to the Bahamas for 4 or 5
right.
days.
Right.
Two or three times a year.
I did the same thing.
You know?
Thing. Now,
so,
with that being said, you're old school. Captain Kirk and our old school, and Chris Wayne, who is our producer,
mm-hmm.
everybody knows Chris. I thought that maybe his answer, and Chris doesn't know anything about the fishing industry,
mm-hmm.
but he's been with the Outdoor Show forever. He's been with our podcast, everything. And he said, can I cut in? And I was interested in his opinion.
Right.
And he's like, dude, YouTube, film everything. Take a GoPro, put it out there, show people what you got. He's right, dude. And this day,
we're old school.
I just said that. I said you came up with the same answer,
right?
That Kirk and I did. You know, earn your keep. But this day and age with social media mm-hmm. and everything else, dude,
I'm not good at that at all.
Of course, we're not good at it. We're,
you know, to
no,
be
it,
to
it,
me. More savvy,
yeah.
On that note, I guess you want to call it. I would have to hire somebody to be on my boat every day because I get so tunnel visioned. Meaning, I'm worried.
Well,
I'm worried about taking care of my clients.
You're on me
all the time about taking pictures.
I don't
take any pictures.
Yep.
I don't do it. Very little bit social media do I deal with. I don't do a lot of social media.
No, I do none.
You know,
I do. That's my point. Okay, I'd go to the Outdoor Show
mm-hmm.
Facebook page, and that's what I do. I mean, I don't go on anybody, nothing. I don't do texting
your own yeah,
Instagram.
Yeah.
I do nothing.
Nope.
I don't want to be involved.
Nope.
I'm honestly. Private person.
I am.
I love my family and my friends. I love teaching people about fishing and talking about it. But
now taking pictures or social media or grandkids—that's one whole thing. I'll do that all the time.
Yeah.
But I mean, I'm not. I mean, not being mean. I know it's special to somebody who's never caught one.
But
it's a redfish.
A kid that's 14 or 15 years old who knows all about social media and who is eat up with fishing. Why not film it?
Why not put
it on YouTube?
Oh, yeah.
They know how to do it.
If you want to go that angle, go that angle.
Absolutely. Because that's how they get noticed.
But I guess all I'm trying to say is there's way too many captains out there that don't know anything.
We don't know that he wants to be a captain.
I understand that. I'm just putting
it out. Exactly. You know, because that's where Kirk and I went. You know what I mean? We're like, if he's going to be in this business, you know, first off, you don't fish.
No.
You know, if you're eating up with fishing,
that's the last thing I think about. If I have a day off, that's the last thing I think about.
I've said it a million times on the radio. I am not the best fisherman.
Mm-mm.
And I'm not. I can guide people to fish. There's so many guys that I watch fish, and I'm like, damn, that dude can fish, man. But him and his buddy that go out and catch 4 tarpon tomorrow – and I catch one that I'm guiding people.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? If it's me and you going out.
Yeah, we're making a dinner run.
Well, what I'm saying, if you and I are going out tarpon fishing, we may catch five or six tomorrow.
Yeah.
But when you're running a charter, it's a totally different ball game, bro.
And it's so crazy.
It's fun. I love it.
Moving that jig head, just like Leon was talking about, you know, if he almost, anyhow. That moving that jig head too fast or too slow will result in two different ways. One, if you move it too slow,
right,
it might be nothing but a catfish day
right
for you.
If you move it too fast,
it's going to be jacks or ladyfish. And there's that fine line you got to walk on how fast your pull is.
Yep.
And there's a lot of people that will sit there and watch all their buddies whacking on them, and they'll go, man, what? I said, stop.
Yep.
I said, throw it out there again. Let me watch you. And he's
steadily
turning the handle. Real slow, though.
Yep,
he thinks he's going slow.
Yep, he's not.
Okay?
Yep.
Stop. No. Yep. What did I tell you? I said, drag, reel in 2 feet of slack on your drag.
Right.
Oh, okay. That's all it is.
Fun, isn't it?
I love it.
It's great. 641-1010, welcome to the life of a charter captain. It's
Well, we're almost teachers, to be honest with you.
No, exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't have a degree, but like you have to be a teacher, because they're smarter than I am, but I'm just...
You're way smarter.
Yeah.
Both of us. We got one more small segment to go. Right here on the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast. Give us a call, 641-1010.
We talk about your work, how your boss is a jerk. We talk about your church and your head.
Red, Nick.
The Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast, brought to you by Ring Power, My Bookie, and Marine Max on 1010XL.
So I think this time next week is when we'll start seeing the transition to summer fall. I understand this fall, but I mean it's
we haven't seen it yet. Water temperature still 81.3.
Water temperature. But next week we'll kind of start seeing that.
I'm not looking for. I know you hunt, and I get it. Yeah. I'm not looking for 30 degree weather yet. But I mean, I'm looking settle in to where I don't want to wear jeans yet. But I just want it to be that 64 getting on the water and 78 maybe high, something like that. 82.
Just when you come in to clean the boat and stuff, you're not just like pouring water over your head.
Dude, it was freaking miserable.
It's miserable. Yeah, it's miserable. So yeah, I mean we go through 6 months of that, you know. So yeah, but my point is that I think that the fishing's kind of status quo right now.
Exactly.
There's a few tarpon around. There's the red fishing. Honestly, it sounds like if you're going to go catch reds, you better do it on the low tide in the creeks.
And you know, a lot of trout and a lot of black drum will show up.
And man,
for this time of year.
Let me tell you, if that's an indication of our fall, bring it on.
Mm-hmm.
I love catching black drum as much as I love catching redfish. Black drum. That is, and I'll
that
tell
little
you,
little baby, yeah, little bite.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And
man.
Then just it's, all of a sudden, boom!
You gotta feel him. You know, if you get that mealy mouth bite, and you're thinking, "Oh, that's a pinfish." No,
nope. I told Gary that. I said he's picking it up and dropping it, picking it up, and that ain't a pinfish bite.
Right.
Watch this.
Right, right. God, I hope that we haven't had a great drum bite.
We talked about that. We did. I mean, all of us did last year. You know, it was like, where the heck did all these things go?
Right.
Because Leon and all that, like the year maybe prior, they were whacking on them on stuff like that, and I'm going, dude, I probably caught like four all year. And
yeah.
I mean. I did that yesterday. I was like, "Woo!"
Yeah.
Okay. And the water's 81 degrees.
Yeah, 81.
That's
degrees.
Cool.
Yeah, I'm ready.
I'm ready.
All
you know,
all about that.
That 68, 72 degree range that they like right there.
Yep.
It can get fun.
Yep.
No. I mean, I fishing's good.
It's not what we expected.
It's not what you expected right now. I mean, fished jetties yesterday and never got a bite.
That's just crazy.
There should be flounder all over them jetties right now.
Should be redfish all over
those. Should be redfish all over those jetties.
Yep.
A couple black drum around there. Captain Rob Bennett was the only one, and unfortunately he lost it right next to the boat, but he had a decent flounder, 3 or 4 pounds. Mm-hmm. Pulled the hooks on him right there. But that was the only bite, me, him, and Brian Walker.
Wow, that's three pretty good charter captains to be sitting there and catch one fish.
Mm-hmm.
Whew. Well, I mean, you got to find them somewhere else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Never got a bite. Never caught anything out there. Nothing.
That's just, again, it's just so.
And even
strange.
Our bull reds, Captain Brian Walker fished most of the day yesterday and only caught one.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not Bayport. But he should have still caught two or three or four. I mean.
Yep. But folks, here's the good news. Weather looks beautiful this weekend. Woo. I mean, for fishing, if you want to go,
yep.
I mean, it's. I think that it's going to change. It's going to start changing next weekend. Mm-hmm. So take advantage of it right now. But we appreciate y'all listening. Make sure you listen to the Nimnik Outdoor Show 7 to 10 on Saturday morning with myself, Captain Kirk Waltz, Jeff Loggeman, and next week we will be here on 10:10 a.m. on Thursday evening from 8 to 9. You got that?
Oh, I'm fine with that. It might be Leon that we got to get to. We're fine.
Folks, y'all have a great weekend. See ya.
The sun goes